coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn.
It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch.
LA's afternoon morning show with Mark, Pam, and Alex. Today, what's up?
Weather, weather, weather.
Oh, we're getting there. Don't get ahead of us.
Okay.
We are covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
And today's show is brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it.
Squatch it.
At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupertsbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
Kind of an abbreviated show today because I had plans for this one, Pam.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I went to the Balloon Festival launch.
Yeah, how'd that go?
With air quotes. It did not happen, unfortunately. Skies looked great.
Yeah,
a little too windy. I was hoping to get some interviews with pilots and crew members and stuff, but when I got there, they were kind of packing up. And
how's it looking for tomorrow, do we know?
Yeah, tomorrow looks great. Awesome. I don't know about the wind, though. Unless it's extreme, I don't get wind updates on my
weather
app.
You don't?
Oh, maybe I do. I just don't know where to look. Oh, there we go. Wind, 9 miles an hour right
there
now.
You go.
Okay.
Well, it's funny, too, because you can be on the ground and it doesn't feel windy at all, but
right.
You go 25, 30, 40 feet up in the air and there can be some pretty decent gusts of wind. So that's where they...
Or if you go to the beach.
Or at the beach.
Yeah, you can go
windy.
To the beach. Sure. Yeah, so I guess they have like a little test balloon that they send up and it can tell them how windy it is. And the conditions were not good for flying a hot air balloon this morning. So hopefully 6 p.m. tonight, we'll get them up off the ground and we'll see Darth Vader and Yoda.
Yeah.
Up in the sky.
And if you haven't grabbed your August issue of Uncle Andy's, you should do that before this weekend when going to the Balloon Festival, because there's a really cool map and list of activities going on throughout the weekend. So grab that and check that out.
It's pretty much everything you need for the Balloon Festival in something that can fit in your pocket.
Right in a pocket.
Yep. It's awesome. Let's take a look at some headlines for Friday, August 15th.
Due to dry conditions, the Maine Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry is urging Mainers and visitors to take precautions as wildfire danger remains elevated across the state. Leading causes for August fires include campfire-related incidents, debris and open burning, and equipment malfunctions.
The Maine Department of Health and Human Services reports that about $76,000 in Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP, benefits were stolen from EBT cardholders in the state this week. The incident appears to be a large-scale theft involving stolen card numbers and PINs. Approximately 300 Maine households have been impacted thus far.
The U.S. Postal Service announced a temporary increase in shipping costs from October 5th through January 18th. Rates will increase anywhere from 30 cents to $16, depending on the package's weight, destination, service type, and whether it's commercial or retail. The USPS says the move is to help cover extra handling costs to ensure a successful peak season.
And Maine's annual Hire a Vet campaign started yesterday. The statewide effort aims to hire at least 100 veterans with 100 different employers in 100 days. Last year's campaign hired 191 veterans, and over 2,000 veterans have been hired through the program since it began in 2015. You can learn more at myworksourcemaine.gov. Now it's time for the weather.
Weather, weather, weather. Weather, 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 weather. Weather, weather is the best, is the best. Weather, weather, weather.
What's the weather like, Alex?
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
A beautiful Friday with plenty of sunshine. We'll have a high of 81 and a low of 63. Blue skies and sunshine tomorrow with a high of 82 and a low of 60. Mostly sunny on Sunday with a chance of meatballs.
You love those meatballs.
Of evening showers and highs in the mid-80s.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
As we get ready for our sports report, I have been made aware that we have a new sports song.
Patriots, Bruins, Red Sox, and Celtics are the best New England professionals.
There it is.
And
our
it's not
new sports jingle.
Too long and boring.
It is not. It's concise and to the point.
It is. How about them Red Sox, Mark?
Well, they didn't play last night, so they didn't lose, so that's
there
good,
we go.
Right? The Red Sox host the Miami Marlins tonight at 7. Lucas Giolito gets the start for Boston.
Lisbon High School announced Walter Pokey as its new football head coach. Pokey takes over a program that was shut down last fall due to hazing allegations. As a player, Pokey was part of Winthrop's Class C state title in 2001. He coached at Spruce Mountain, Messalonskee, and Maranacook High Schools, as well as Husson and Bates Colleges.
There you go. That's your news, weather, and sports. And right now, it is time for the podcast segment.
That is Sweepy.
It's time for famous people birthdays.
Famous.
It's the birthdays. It's famous people birthdays. It's famous people birthdays.
Wow, Sarah had some backup for that
yeah.
one. I like it.
He's heard it a time or two, I guess.
I guess. Let's take a look at FPBs for August the 15th, shall we?
We shall.
All right. Let's start off with Jennifer Lawrence.
152 years ago.
Who is 35 years old today. You know her from The Hunger Games,
yeah, Hunger
right?
Games.
She played Katniss Everdeen.
I like Jennifer Lawrence. Silver Linings Playbook, that was a good one.
Yeah, she won the Academy Award for Best Actress, becoming the second youngest winner in the category at age 22.
Go Jennifer.
Right.
Did you know that one of the wishes from Make-A-Wish was to go to the movie premiere of The Hunger Games? She wanted to meet a couple of the cast members.
Really?
Yeah.
And that happened.
Like,
right?
Yeah, it happened.
Love it.
Make-A-Wish makes it happen.
They do.
They do.
You don't say no to those Make-A-Wish folks. Happy birthday, Jennifer. And let's see, Ben Affleck, 53 years old today. He was, I think he got his big break in Chasing Amy, Kevin Smith movie.
God, wow, that was a hot minute ago.
Right, that yeah. was 1997.
Oh, Gone Baby Gone, that was good.
Yeah, Good Will Hunting.
And, Gone Girl.
And he's Batman, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Right, isn't he still Batman?
I don't know.
So many people have been Batman.
Yeah.
I recognize Michael Keaton, and that's it.
Well, he was the best Batman.
He was the best Batman.
And do we want to talk about him and J-Lo?
Sure, let's do it. How many times have they been married?
Were they married the first time?
I don't know.
Don't you think it would be weird to be married to two different Jennifers?
Oh, was he married to Jennifer Garner?
Yeah.
They
have kids together.
Two different Jennifers. Well, you know, he's not going to get himself in much trouble.
Well, I think he gets himself into enough trouble. But
Deborah Messing from Will and Grace
yeah.
is 57 years old today. Oh, she was also on Ned and Stacy, which I liked back in the mid-90s with the guy who played Lloyd on Wings, Thomas Hayden Church. They were roommates and then obviously ended up getting together.
I mean, obviously.
Yes, hilarity ensued and the show ended. Because they're like, where do we go from here?
Right, yeah.
Right, yeah. Actor Phyllis Smith from The Office is 76 years old today. She plays Phyllis in The Office, Phyllis Vance. And she also voices the role of Sadness in Pixar's Inside Out. Interesting tidbit about Phyllis Smith. She was working as a casting associate on The Office when she was offered the role of Phyllis.
Your name is Phyllis?
Yeah.
Why don't you be our Phyllis?
It's like it was made
makes
for
sense.
You. And rounding out FPBs for August the 15th is Pat Priest from The Munsters. She is 89 years old today.
Ooh.
She's known as being the most normal looking one to live in the Munster house. She played Marilyn Munster.
Yeah.
Those are your FPBs. Now it's time for some OTDs. Alex, feel free to sing along if you want.
It happened on the stairs.
It happened on the stairs.
It happened on the stairs.
Nailed
there you go, bam.
It.
Next time you get that song stuck in your head, you can picture me and Alex singing
great.
It.
Yeah!
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. All right, how about 26 years ago in 1999, the 23-year-old Tiger Woods won the PGA Championship, becoming the youngest player to win two majors since Steve Ballesteros in 1980.
How crazy good was Tiger Woods in his 20s?
Crazy good.
He was unstoppable.
Yeah. How about 46 years ago in 1979, Apocalypse Now was released, starring Martin Sheen, Marlon Brando, and Robert Duvall? How about 56 years ago in 1969, the Woodstock Music and Art Fair opened for 3 groovy days at Max Yosger's farm in Bethel, New York. Over 400,000 people peacefully attended. 86 years ago in 1939, The Wizard of Oz premiered in Hollywood. I really wish Kevin would have stayed for this because he can recite so many lines and does great voiceovers for The Wizard of Oz.
Really?
Yes. Yep.
He should have stayed.
And that's when I was born.
No. That was, you're 86
you
years old?
You were born in 1939?
Yeah.
Do you know
you look great.
I remember when it was the, maybe it was the 75th. No, because that would have been 11 years. I remember the 50th anniversary of The Wizard of Oz, and it was like a big thing. And we got the commemorative VHS of The Wizard of Oz. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen that movie all the way through.
What?
Yeah, Sherry loves it. She watched it like with the kids all the time. And I've never seen it from start to finish. I've seen bits and pieces here and there, but yeah, never sat through it.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
What's wrong with you, Mark?
There's how much time we got?
And lastly, 148 years ago in 1877, Thomas Edison wrote a letter to the president of the Telegraph Company and said that when answering the telephone, hello would be more appropriate than Alexander Graham Bell's suggestion of ahoy.
I never knew that.
Me neither.
And I learned about this stuff in school. I never.
It just makes me think of Chips Ahoy.
Right. Yeah, or Alexander Graham Bell being out at sea.
Right.
Don't they say
ahoy? I was like, are we pirates?
Yeah, what's going
on? Ahoy, matey.
What's going on here? Those are your FPBs and OTDs for August the 15th.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
I have something here, Pam, that I would love your opinion on.
All right.
Because I know we all know that Lydia is just an awesome dog. You take her just about everywhere, and she behaves herself, and people love her.
She was at the Baxter Olympic Games at Lost Valley last night, and yeah, she got all the love.
I'm sure she did.
How did
that go? How was that?
It was good. It was good. We didn't stay for the whole thing because it was quite long, but it's a neat experience. Sarah sang the national anthem. We got to watch her sing. Alex was disappointed she didn't have her ukulele. He was expecting a full-on performance. But yeah, it was great. Sarah and I chatted for a little bit. And she's like, this is so great. You know, it gets people outside doing things.
Yep.
It's pretty cool. And it's a neat concept. And obviously, Lost Valley is a great place to do something like that.
Of course.
It was neat. Yeah.
We were just there recently.
We were.
For
kids to climb mountains.
Little event called Wishes in the Valley.
A little tiny event.
It was so little that people were parking in Lewiston and walking to Auburn to get there.
Speaking of that, actually, they have, I know Ben Fletcher and I think a couple of the other people that participate in these Baxter Olympics, they have a torch that is generously donated from the Special Olympics, and they run it from Baxter to Lost Valley to start the games.
Cool.
Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'd love it.
Kind of neat.
So here's what I wanted your opinion on, Pam. There's this was in the news. A guy in North Carolina is facing assault charges after he hit a Longhorn Steakhouse worker with a plate for not letting him feed his dog at the table. They told him it was a health code violation, and the man flipped out.
Was the dog, like, sitting in the booth with him?
And that's what I am thinking.
Okay, that's just over the top.
It is. Yeah. You can love your dog all you want.
You can love your dog.
Going into a restaurant.
You can do that at home, but not in a restaurant. Not even at a friend's house barbecue. Yeah, no. Do not feed. There have been places, like Lydia's gotten up on a bench with me. It was a brewery in Texas, and they had like picnic tables outside. This was obviously when she's much younger than she is now, because she would not be able to get up on a picnic table bench. But she just loves to be at your level, right? So either you have to sit on the ground or she sits up. But we weren't eating. We were just having, I think maybe we were eating, but it was like you had to like DoorDash food into the brewery and have it outside and stuff. So it wasn't like they weren't serving or cooking and it was outside and it was casual. So I've done that. And even then I was kind of like, this is probably not okay. Right. But inside a Longhorn restaurant.
Yeah. And they say it's not clear if it was a service dog or not, but the employee told him that feeding his dog at the table was a health code violation. The man responded by chucking a plate at the employee's head and started screaming obscenities and insulting them. The person ended up having a fractured skull.
What?
And needed 7 stitches to close the wound.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was arrested on assault.
Yep.
Yeah.
Facing assault charges.
Yeah, 100%.
Serious injuries.
That gentleman has issues.
Yep.
I'm not really sure what's going on there, but that is not normal.
Nope.
That poor wait staff person.
Right.
Like,
just doing their job.
Yeah.
Pointing out the obvious and saying what anyone with any sense of common decency would understand and ends up getting assaulted for it.
Why am I always surprised by things? I don't know. I feel like I've heard it all, but
you must avoid the news like the plague.
Pretty much. I try to. Kevin likes to watch it every morning.
Yeah.
But most of the time I'll tune it out.
Yeah. Good for you.
Be on my phone instead. Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
We'll close with this one. The craziest excuses people have used for missing work.
What?
I have the top 10 right here.
Oh my God, I heard one day. Someone called out and said, I can't come in. I woke up on my bathroom floor with my pants down around my ankles, and I don't know what happened. Is that in the top 10?
I don't know.
I've heard that from somewhere before, and I was like, someone actually, like, just call out with a migraine.
Right.
Like, just lie at that point.
Yeah, sure.
Or maybe that was a lie. I don't know. It could have been something worse. Who knows?
Number 10 is, I can't come into work today because Zane left One Direction.
Not go to work.
I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one.
No.
Number 9, I got bit on the finger by a squirrel while tossing a coffee cup into a parking garage trash can.
What?
What do you do for work that you can't come in? Well, I mean, you'd want to go get that checked out.
Yeah, get it checked out. It might be a rabid squirrel. I've never been attacked by a squirrel.
No, me neither.
I get a lot of squirrels on my property, but they've never given me attitude.
No.
And my dogs chase them, and they're...
They have every reason to get
attitude.
They have
every reason to come out and attack, but they don't. So maybe this was a rabid squirrel, or maybe it was just a made-up story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 8, a woman found a huge human dookie on her driver's side seat. Okay.
Wait, in her car?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's highly inappropriate.
Yes. That is quite disgusting.
It sure is. Yeah.
And did she call and say dookie? I want to know.
Yeah, I want to hear that phone call. Number 7, I ate a whole log of cookie dough.
And what? That was it?
That was it. That
Not, was the... I have a bellyache
nope,
now?
That was the excuse. Alex, do you like cookie dough? Do you like it enough to eat a whole log of it?
Oh.
Probably not, right?
Not even Alex.
I think you'd get incredibly sick there.
Yes.
Number 6, a woman called out of work because there was a big bug outside of her door.
What's wrong with a bug?
And she was afraid to leave the house.
Who's scared of a bug?
Well, a lot of people. This woman especially.
She only had one door?
One door, I guess. I don't know.
Climb out of your window.
Yeah. Can you imagine being on the receiving end of these phone calls as an employer, Pam?
My immediate thought would be like, they're trying to get fired so they can collect unemployment.
Yep, that could be too. Yep. Someone called out of work because they ran out of toilet paper.
What's wrong with that?
Well,
stink.
You can't wipe your butt. So come to work and you'll be able to wipe your butt.
That's right.
You got... Or just go to the store.
Imagine that. Look at this 8-year-old over here is figuring out for
he's,
him.
He's got it. He's got it down to a science. Number four, a woman with long nails shoved her finger up her nose while exfoliating and sliced it open.
Sliced her nose open?
Sliced her nose open with her nail.
Ow. First
Yikes.
Of all.
First of all, you know what why the... is your nail so sharp?
You know what? That's probably the best excuse so far. If you slice your nose open, you don't want to come to work.
No. Trim your nails.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Number three.
Your nails.
Number three, chipmunks filled my truck's engine with walnuts.
Walnuts?
All right.
I guess that kind of makes sense.
Chipmunks and walnuts. What did they go to? They go to Hannaford to get some walnuts? All right. Number two. Love this one. Oh, I flushed my car keys down the toilet.
On purpose?
I don't know. I don't know. So, can't come to work. Got no car keys. They're now property of the city sewer system.
Just walk.
It could have been a long walk, but you can always call an Uber.
And finally, the number one craziest excuse someone has used for missing work. A guy didn't show up to work on Valentine's Day because he thought it was a federal holiday.
Alex is like, I've heard enough.
Alex is, he's taken his headphones off and he's walked away. He's just going to try to, he's going to think about this one for a bit. But yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, so the pants around your ankles in front of the toilet wasn't one of them.
No, but I think that would probably beat out all of them. At that point, you're just like, you know what? Take the day off.
Yes.
Take tomorrow off.
So there was one time I called out of work. I was in high school, so give me a break. I had gone to the beach the day before. And, you know, when you're younger, you don't really think about sunscreen as much as you do now and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think I must have had a bug bite or something on my cheek. So that portion of my cheek got a sun blister because it got sunburned so bad. I didn't know. The next morning I woke up and I just had this like welt on my face. I had no idea what it was. I was so confused. So I'm going to go see if I can get this checked out because I have this thing on my face that I don't know what it is. And turned out it was just a sun blister. It was very, you know, nothing. But, yeah, I called out for that.
That's acceptable.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, what was the other one where – oh, getting bit by a squirrel. Like, I feel like that's kind of legit. I'd be concerned and want to make sure.
I think if you get bit by anything – I mean, unless it's like – a young kid and they're not breaking skin or whatever.
Right.
Get bit by a dinosaur. Even though they're extinct.
Get bit
That'd
by
be
a
an interesting call out.
That would be. That's a great one.
I got bit by a dinosaur even though they stinked.
We have a new Alex soundbite. Yeah.
Yay!
Have you called out for anything
I have. I used to work in a print shop. Like it was just a year or two out of high school.
So you could work for Rick.
I could work for Rick. Well, yeah, I've talked to Rick about this. I planned to be there, Pam, for about a year.
Yeah.
And then move on to other things, go to college and what have you. I ended up staying there for 8 years.
Yeah.
And I hated it.
You hated it.
By the third year, I think I was on a streak where I called out on Thursday 4 weeks in a row. Because after 3 days, I was worn out. I'm like, I can't do this again. It's the worst job ever. Like in my brain, I rationalized that I'm going to start calling out on Thursdays.
Just so I can get through the week.
Yeah. And I call up, I'm not feeling well, I can't come in, blah, blah, blah. And then after four times, they pulled me into the office and said, what's
going
on?
There's a trend here.
Yeah. According to our chart, after 3 days of work, you don't seem to want to come in anymore. I'm like, that's accurate. But yeah, so I stopped it. I stuck it out. Another thing about that job.
Did you answer? Were you like, I just don't feel
I just told them I wasn't feeling well. I came in the next Thursday and they were fine. I hated the job so much. They instituted flex time where you could come in anytime between 6 and 9 o'clock as long as you got your work done.
Yeah.
And, you know, as long as you worked 8 hours and got your work done. I would come in at 9 o'clock every day. I would put it off until the last possible minute. And my foreman, my supervisors, hated it because I was the only one there for like an hour and a half. And they had to stay until I left.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wouldn't like you either.
Yeah. I mean, but that's what it was. And I finally got out of there. And when I told them I was leaving because I was going to college, they tried to convince me to stay. And I'm like, what is wrong with you people? Do you understand?
Can't you tell how much I hate this place?
Can't you understand that I've been trying to leave here for 5 years? Yeah.
You wouldn't fire me.
Anyway, yeah, that's I can't think of any weird reason I ever called out, but that was I mean, yeah. Being sick of work is one of them.
Yeah.
For 4 weeks in a row. All right, Alex, you have a great breakfast. Thanks for coming in today. And thanks for the new sports jingle. All right. Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you at the Bloom Festival.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat.
And I will say, I have bitten my cat.